Well, Alexia, here we are. It's time to get our weekend on. And what better way to kick it off with a little bit of flamenco?
Yeah, that's a great way to start it off.
Flamenco Fridays. Now, this has been going on for some time. I didn't realize that it was kind of a competition that they're having.
It's not really a competition. It's their last performance of the 2016 season, and so it's a grand flamenco finale.
Oh, it's a finale.
Yeah, so not really a competition, okay. But just a finale performance for the season.
Interesting.
And that's going to be at the Ramada Palms Lava Lounge, and several renowned artists will be performing from Albuquerque, San Antonio, Texas, and Las Cruces. And that takes place at 7 p.m. tonight, and guests can arrive at 6 p.m. for tapas and drinks.
Now, they're recommending early reservations, so definitely, like I said, you know, I've heard Emily Guerra here on Fiesta talking about it, and she's had an opportunity to talk to them, and she said people have a blast.
Yeah, apparently they're pretty well attended, so that's why they recommend that you reserve your seat in advance to make sure you can get in and see the show.
Okay, let's talk about A Tearjerker. It's A Wonderful Life, a radio play. I had the opportunity to do a news story for this on KRWG, so I got an opportunity to go to attend one of the rehearsals.
Oh, really?
And I sat there, and they got me every time. I was in tears.
Yeah, it's I love, you know, that the story, It's a Wonderful Life. I love the movie. I've never seen this radio play, but it sounds really interesting.
Well, it's really cool because, see, what they've done is they've converted the stage into a radio station, into a radio studio, so it definitely appealed to me
away.
And they have a Foley stage where they have two performers that do all the sound effects using all kinds of cool gadgets and, you know, to do the sound effects. And they have a wind machine, they have a car horn, they have sirens. And they really went all out to put this performance together.
Wow, yeah, that sounds really interesting. It's like, it's kind of like a show within a show.
It's a show within a show. They start out with three singers singing Christmas carols. So as you walk in, you're walking into an actual performance, and they're performing up on stage. And then the actors walk through the theater and greet people and talk to people. And then they get up on stage and start performing. And there's one character, I forgot his name, but he does so many different voices. He has a conversation with himself, arguing back and forth.
Are you
because
serious?
He does the voices of different characters. It's, like
wow.
I said, my mind was blown.
Yeah, that's talent right there if you can argue with yourself in different voices.
Yeah, and he did a great performance. Takes place at the ASNMSU Center for the Arts, and that kicks off tonight, 7:30.
Yeah, and it runs through Sunday, December 3rd, if you can't make it tonight.
That's right. And my family, we had a conversation the other night, and we've decided that we're going to make this part of our Christmas tradition this year and go check it out. So should be a lot of fun. Now, I saw a sign for this homegrown event. What's this about?
It's the homegrown event at the Farm and Ranch. It's a pretty popular event. This is their fourth annual homegrown New Mexico food show and gift market. And it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. And they have so many different things there. I actually went about 2 years ago, and it's all New Mexico grown food products and New Mexico made crafts.
Just as the name implies, homegrown.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And they have a lot of different things like salsas, pies, cookies, honey, jerky, candy, anything you can think of, you know, they have it.
Oh, sounds like fun. Let's get our jazz going. The Carlos Barbara Band performing at the Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues Society.
Yeah, it's part of their monthly concert series, and that's at 7 p.m. Sunday at First Christian Church. And a dessert social will be at 6:30 p.m., and the cost is $5 for members, $10 for non-members, and $1 for students with ID.
Okay, so jazz. Taste for Your Impulse, this is a new one to me, and I always say that because I don't get out much. I need to get out more. India Hut.
Yeah, well, this actually is a new one because it's a new restaurant in town.
Okay.
It opened not that long ago, and I'm really excited about it because Indian food is like my favorite food of all time.
Oh,
and
cool!
This is like I think this is the only Indian food restaurant in town that just serves Indian food.
So what's the what was the final word on it?
Yeah, our freelancer, she really liked it. They have a lot of different things to choose from. They serve lunch and dinner. And for lunch, they have a buffet, which runs from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And it includes both vegetarian and non-vegetarian dishes. And then they also have a dinner menu.
Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.